close your outer eyes if you haven't already. Allow your body to relax. And let's try an idea on for size. It's a divine idea, really. I want you to think about someone who has loved you. Maybe someone present. Maybe someone from your past. But someone that just always seemed to believe in you. Always seemed to see the best in you. Even when you had trouble seeing that in yourselves. Maybe a part of you thought they were deluded. That they were making it up. That they couldn't possibly see what they said they saw in you. But here's an idea to try on. What if they're right? What if you are just as lovable as they say you are? What if their love and not your terrible twos is the true measure of your worth? Allow yourself to love yourself. Not the self you want to be someday. The self you are. Imperfections and all. God loves you as is. God loves you. Let that thought play across your mind. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. So I can love myself. If God loves me as I am, I can love myself as I am. Just give it a try. And feel that love, the warmth of it. It gives you strength. It makes you feel like if changes need to be made, you can make them. And if at first you don't succeed, you'll have the strength to try again. It gives you hope. It opens the door to tomorrow in your soul. It makes you feel lighter. Like a weight has been lifted from your shoulders. Because it has. Because letting even a little bit of love come into your soul is opening your soul to God. And that's all God has ever needed. Just a little opening. Just a little opening to flow through. So God can fill you to fullness and make the cup of your soul overflow into the world. So that love that God has for you and wants you to have for yourself can spread. Its light can expand. and you can be the instrument of divine love that you were created to be. Oh, Father, Mother, God, make us open to your love. Help us to keep that door open, even when it's hard, so that we may make a divine connection and be love's channel, your channel, into this world that needs your presence and love so much. We affirm this in the name of the one who loves us, Jesus Christ. And in his name, we complete our prayers as we join together in prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the